Thank you for the introduction, Mark. Now, I don't know how many of you listening this morning are into football. I'm sorry if you're not. I'm personally a Brighton and Hove Albion fan, which isn't the easiest thing to be, as they're not the greatest team and are constantly fighting to stay in the Premier League. But that's by the by. What I want to talk to you about this morning is being a champion. Now, I was scrolling through sports headlines recently and saw that Manchester City Football Club have a decent chance of winning what they call the quadruple. That means winning four trophies, the Premier League, the FA Cup, the League Cup or the Carabao Cup as it's also known, and the Champions League, all in the same season. They still have a long way to go, but it would be amazing if they managed to do it, because no other club in the history of football has ever done it. And their rise to the top, as with any football team winning a tournament, is pretty straightforward. They won a lot of matches, they might have lost a few, but it's never been in doubt that they're going to at least get close to winning. It's never been likely that they're going to come last in any of those tournaments, for example. And I was thinking about the whole idea of being a champion, and how we all want to be champions. Put it this way, it's a lot more fun being a Manchester City fan right now than a Brighton fan. We all want to be champions, and when we're a supporter of a football team, we become champions along with them. We don't say, they won, sort of looking at them as external people to us, we say, we won. We're part of the team, along with them, we won the quadruple, is what Manchester City fans hope to be able to say. And the Bible tells us that that's the way things are going for followers of Jesus. There's a verse that says, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And last weekend, Christians remembered Easter. Well, we probably all celebrated Easter. But Christians celebrate it as a time when things looked pretty bad for Jesus. He was killed on a cross and publicly ridiculed. But when he rose again, he was victorious over death. And those who follow Jesus can join him in his victory. We can be champions along with him. We are more than conquerors because he loves us. Now, as much as it seems great to be a Manchester City fan, I think being a Christian, being with Jesus and joining in his victory is even greater. I'll leave you with a song about champions that re-entered the charts once during a Football World Cup. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.